The guided meditations in this program are based upon the 12 steps as described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous and as practiced in 12-step recovery groups all over the world. These meditations are not intended to take the place of meetings, sponsors, or any existing 12-step practices, but have been designed to further support your recovery while you're actively engaged in such programs. Much of the work in any 12-step program is about self-examination and change from within. But when looking inward, it's all too easy to fall into confusion, self-deception, and a host of distractions. Guided meditation can be especially helpful here. The recordings included in this program are each designed to help you stay focused on a particular area of concern related to the step you're currently working on from a deeply relaxed state. In each guided meditation, you're given a highly optimized opportunity to uncover truth and let go of any negativity that might otherwise be holding you back. At the same time, this program can reinforce the positive, wholesome aspects of your character while strengthening your relationship to your higher power. The deep support offered through these meditations can help you experience your own spirituality in a genuine, direct way. The following is a series of excerpts from each of the 12 guided meditations. And take another slow, deep breath and allow your thinking to begin to wind down and smooth out as you become still more comfortable and relaxed. Imagine you've been sleeping a deep, sound sleep for many hours, and you're just beginning to stir awake. Walking along further, you come to an outcropping of rocks in the shape of a small, natural amphitheater surrounded by trees. It seems as if nature had prepared this place just for you to rest and contemplate. You have a choice to continue to live your life from your own will, from one desire to the next, or to open up to something much greater. A power that oversees all creation and knows how to help bring you true fulfillment. The opportunity is here. The means are available. And you've already decided that what you've been doing so far isn't working. Look more closely at your reflection. And you may notice a mask you often wear, one that pretends that all is well, and you're not bothered by how your life has been going. This mask helps you hide from others how you truly feel, so you won't have to see your own feelings reflected back to you in their eyes. You'll notice that in the middle of the meadow are two comfortable chairs facing each other, and so you quietly walk over to them and have a seat. As soon as you sit down, someone begins to materialize in the other chair. This might be the person with whom you've already planned to do your fifth step. Look down, and you'll notice just in front of you a piece of sea glass. Pick it up, and feel how its surface has been textured by the ocean floor, its edges softened. Who can say how long it's been at the mercy of the tides, being shaped by the sand and salt water? Are you ready now to be shaped by God's will? To set your own will aside and allow yourself to be reformed? You begin to continue down the forest path when a column of light descends from the heavens through the trees and directly in front of you, going straight down into the earth. Having completed step 6 earlier on, you know you're ready, so you step forward into the light. For you to complete this step and become free, you must first let go of any anger, resentment, judgment, jealousy, or any other negative feeling you have toward that person. With God's help, you can do that now. Imagine that person as a small child. Drop down from your thinking self into your feeling self and go deeply into your own heart. Your heart specializes in honesty, and you can rely on your heart for honest feedback about how you're responding to life. Become aware of your current inner climate, taking a moment to look within you for any upset or disturbance. Begin to take a series of slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in God. As you breathe out love. Feel God's presence all around you and within your heart, or simply know that God is with you now, as always. Ask God to help you know how and when to best approach that person. How can you be of service to them without offering too little or too much? As you listen for the answer, do your best to distinguish between what your head might be saying and what your heart is saying. Take some time to listen deeply to